And now on BBC Radio 4, Forward Thinking with Terence Treadworth.
The global economy, the environment, terrorism. They're all spiralling out of control worse than a minister's expense account. Or are they? Joining me in the studio is Hermione Fairweather from the London Academic Institute for Scientific Theory, and on the line is Gerald James Descard from his parents' garage. Sorry, a secure location.
Thank you.
Dr. Fairweather, what's your take on the current state of the world?
I think if we examine what history has taught us, what we are experiencing is simply part of a bigger cycle.
No.
This is simply a period of adjustment, a realignment, if you will.
Gerald, what's your response to that?
Rubbish. Any newbie can see everything's about to go to hell in a handbasket.
And what exactly are you basing this thesis on?
Gerald?
Shelley, Wells, Carpenter, Otomo, Matheson, Miller, Boole, duh.
I'm sorry, I'm not familiar with their work.
The Last Man, War at Worlds, Escape from New York, Akira, I Am Legend, Mad Max, Planet of Apes. We're looking at either natural disaster, sentient technology, a global pandemic, or self-inflicted destruction wiping out all of civilization as we knew it.
Interesting.
Are you serious? Is he serious? What can movies possibly hope to tell us about global warming?
Dry land is not just our destination, it's our destiny!
What?
Waterworld, hello.
All right, but if you're going to reference filmmakers, surely documentaries at the very least would be more reliable source.
What, like Gore? Don't get me started. His only inconvenient truth is that he practically lifted half his slides from Costner. Not to mention Earthquake the day after tomorrow.
Okay, but as I was saying, there are challenges to things such as our natural resource
it's
that come...
people! Soylent Green is... Soylent Green? Oh, my God. What about Logan's Run, then? Silent Runnings? Oh, all right. Wall-E, you've got to have seen that.
As I was saying, Terence, if you look at the past 100 years, our fiscal cycles of surplus versus deficit have shown
us... Wall Street, barbarians at gate, the international...
Not to mention the recent rise in epidemic...
Oh, good one, the Andromeda strain, children of men, outbreak, 12 months...
Will you stop that?
Oh, come on, you weren't even trying with last...
What's next? The island of Dr. Moreau as an argument against cloning?
Don't be ridiculous. Have you seen that movie? Retarded.
You told me this was going to be a serious debate, Terence.
But doesn't he have a point? Isn't it overly simplistic to suggest that things will just work themselves out?
No, it's scientific theory developed over years of research. What Gerald is suggesting is juvenile drivel.
Gerald, what can people do to prepare themselves for the times ahead?
Good question. I won't lie to you. Things are going to get ugly. But humanity just has to hang on in there for the day that the outsider in their midst rises up to lead them to salvation.
Really? Really? What a surprise. And how do you propose that you're going to do that?
Well, with the help of my brilliant but sexy assistant, of course.
Hey! Right, I have had enough of this. It's an absolute farce. I can't believe you're taking advice from a man who's having
about a bunny boiler.
Fatal Attraction, Hand the Rock the Cradle, Single White Female, Misery, Obsessed.
Exactly.